He might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over. You'd say he did a
somersault.
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard of storekeepers around here? If you're willing to pay off your bill, they might give you a little something extra, you know.
Hmm.
Would they call that anything? You say you got a
bonus.
A little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if there's something stuck up a tree that I need to get, I'd have to
climb it.
Sure. And if I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I
climbed a tree.
Okay. And if I've had to do it plenty of times, I'd say I've
climbed lots.
Right. Okay. If a little child is about to go to sleep, but he's going to say his prayers first, you might say that he went beside his bed and
went to sleep saying his prayer.
Right. Okay. But he, you know, he's not going to stand up when he says them. He kneels down. Right. Okay. Or if you're feeling tired, you might say, "Well, I believe I'm going to
lie down a while."
Right. Or talking about somebody who was really sick, you might say, "Well, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day."
Couldn't sit up. He was so sick.
So he just
laid in bed all day.
You know, when you go to sleep and you begin to see things in your sleep,
mm-hmm.
you say you begin to
dream.
Right. And if you were telling me about it, you know, what you were dreaming last night, you would say, "Last night I
had a dream about something happened."
Sure. Or last night I about so and so.
I dreamed about.
Yes, ma'am.
John or somebody.
Right. Okay.
I just put it like that.
Sure. And if you've done it a lot, you say
I've been dreaming about mm-hmm. them a long time.
Mm-hmm. Or I've
dreamt about them last night.
Right. Well, say I was dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
Uh-huh. What would you say I do if I bring down my foot real heavy on the floor? You say I
stomp.
Okay. Say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to make sure that she gets home okay, he might say, "Well, may I
carry you home?"
Okay. Or say if I had to carry a suitcase, a heavy suitcase, a long distance, instead of just saying I carried it, I might say I
toted it.
Right. Okay. If a woman is cooking in the kitchen and there are a lot of little children playing around, she might say, "Well, now that stove's hot, so
stay away from it.
Or don't
get burned.
Don't touch
it."
Okay. Say if you needed a knife and you send somebody for it, you might tell them, "Go
in the kitchen.
Or go for the knife.
And look in the drawer and bring me a knife."
Right. Okay. Say you're throwing a ball around. He throws the ball to me and I'm supposed to
throw it back to him.
Well, first I've got to
catch it.
Sure. He threw it to me and I
caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw it back to him.
Right. And if I've done that a lot, I might say I've everyone that he threw to me.
I caught it.
I have everyone that he threw to me. I have
caught.
Sure. Okay. What about if we're supposed to meet in town? I might say, "Well, if I get there first, I'll wait."
Wait on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say if a man has a hired man that's just been goofing off, he might say, "Well, it just looks like I'm going to have to so and so."
Fire.
Right. Or get
rid of you.
Right. And he might come back a little later and say, "Oh, come on, give me another."